Hey, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm guessing Donathan is not an idiot.
And welcome to the show.
Honestly, he still didn't have to play the idol, but still.
He wasted an idol, but sure.
I mean, but he didn't waste it on her, so
yeah,
on
exactly,
Jenna.
Exactly.
Because I definitely thought that was about to happen.
If he would have played it on her, he might have gone home.
He would have gone right? home.
Well, no, it would have been
It would have been whoever. She was tied to, it was like 2-2-1 or something like that.
I thought it was 1-1-3, but her votes wouldn't have counted. And the other person, who else, trying to think who else was on there.
It was a Malolo person. When they re-voted, they just would have voted out.
It was Seabass. He had a vote against
Seabass,
him.
Yeah. So Seabass and Donathan would have gotten home.
Yeah, Donathan definitely would have gotten home. So, good thing he didn't fall for that.
Well, I didn't think he would after he wouldn't even let Michael show the idol.
Exactly. So. Exactly. But, double elimination, kind of a double challenge thing, which basically just took up the whole episode, was the challenge and the two tribal councils. What do we think of the twist?
I had no problem with this kind of twist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the game now, is twist, 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 twist.
Well, no, this was actually, I mean, at least it did kind of make it like, you know, sudden final five or final five or something, where there was a lot less space to hide, and it kept the game moving along quickly.
I think
I know it's early, but why did Michael not vote for Laurel?
Who'd he vote for?
He voted for Wendell.
Oh, Wendell, that's right.
Which made absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he thought, I don't know, he kind of quit playing on that one, but which is a shame because his gameplay was so good that he completely psyched Kellen out, even though Kellen's not that hard to psych out, but still.
I thought she's a psycho.
But you listen to the tribal and you see that Laurel's not even involved in the little conversation they have going on there. The window vote made absolutely, that was his worst move he made.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's somewhat clear that he gave up, and you know it is what it is. But Kellen, she's something.
You're pretty, Michael.
Oh yeah, I knew you guys were gonna focus on that.
I'm not married anymore. He just turned legal. That's fine by me.
That's fine by me. I don't care about the laws.
You guys are going to hell.
He's legal. He's legal. But before I did want to thank John for filling in for me last week. I'm sure he did a fantastic job. I don't know who he picked for me though. He didn't pick well last time. So.
I can't remember. I'll be honest, I couldn't remember who I picked.
He picked Dom, really?
Well, it could have. It was almost Don.
Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Not Donathan. Dom. All right, that's it. Do we really want him back on again? That makes sense. All right. Well, we have a lot to get into, but before we do that, I want to thank the people that make the show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. All of the Jay and Jack Network podcasts are listener supported. So thank you for your patronage. If you'd like to become a patron today, go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. All right, Colleen, you ready to take away this recap?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it is this a double recap?
Nope.
Surprise, double recap.
Surprise! no, just
Wait,
one.
The twist.
The twist is there is no recap. Show's over.
Yay!
Woo! Good night, everybody. all right, so we have Survivor Ghost Island Season 36, Episode 11. The finish line is in sight. All right, so we start off Levita night 37. Jeez, I wish. Night 27.
I'm having deja vu.
All right. Dom says tribal was dramatic, and it was tough to figure out who was telling the truth and who was lying, but thank God for Laurel. Laurel finally feels confident in her game. Kellen.
He gave Laurel a hug.
He did.
Not Kellen.
Oh yeah, I
think she felt a little left out.
Well, that's
couple
all
people,
right.
couple people were upset they didn't get hugs today.
She had
so.
The
yes.
She had the psycho eyes.
Oh, stop it! You're too funny.
My husband never hugged me.
Ex-husband.
You guys are seriously going to hell.
What?
I don't know.
She just puts off a very, you know, Dan Buxton, sure you know, vibes.
Dan Mulderlock vibe.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's a nice person.
I know. I'm just hoping with all the people that Dan,
you know what,
is...
Dan's single. She's single. Maybe they. I think they make a good couple.
Yeah.
What's that movie that was Angelina Jolie and Brad? Was it Smith versus Smith?
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yeah. That
there you
was
go.
A not great movie.
And ended Bennifer. No, not Bennifer.
No.
What was theirs?
I think that was before there were names.
No, I thought they had names for Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Yeah,
it has to be because they had J-Lo and...
Bennifer was Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Yeah.
Right. I don't do the names. I think it's stupid.
Maybe they were the first. Sorry, go on.
So is your face. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn, that got dark.
is Kellen sitting on my
body? I know.
Jeez.
Is Kellen channeling your body right now?
Sorry, Kellen.
Jack, can I stay at your place tonight?
Yeah, go ahead. We have pickles. So.
Just leave me alone with the children again.
You better just not sleep, Jack.
One of them who told me that I was not his favorite and Daddy was his favorite now.
Well, you know, I am pretty likable.
The other one was like, you're still my favorite.
Well, I wonder who it is. One can't talk, one can't. So.
The one that can't talk is pretty sweet, too.
You're not my favorite.
He did. He shouted that at me. You're not my favorite. I don't like you. I was like, okay.
That's normal.
Okay, go take a bath. I don't care.
Doesn't stop what has to happen.
Kellen isn't sure if she wants to work with Laurel moving forward, even though she did save her life. She is going to get to the end of the game by staying Navidi Strong. I believe Jay just left the studio to go upstairs to tend to a crying child. So we're just going to keep it rolling without him.
All right.
I don't know which one is crying. I heard something, though. We go to the next day, 28. Wendell and Dom solidify their little alliance and bromance friendship. But Dom acknowledges he is willing to cut that bond in order to save his game if he has to. Is this a little foreshadowing, Jack?
I thought it was going to happen tonight, maybe.
I don't know if it was going to be tonight or if it was going to be like the final four choice where he has to cut Wendell out or something.
Well, one of them's going to have to cut. They both can't go to the final three or whatever it's going to be.
Okay.
Because they'll just take votes from each other. So I would think that one of them's going to cut the throat of somebody before.
Yeah.
They get there, but. But he did say, he goes, yes, it has to be the right time.
Right, which this would not be the right time, I don't think. I mean.
No.
Yeah, clearly. Wendell says that no one knows that they also have Donathan and Laurel with them. And then there's all sorts of like, there's all sorts of like sly looks and winks at each other and the camera. And it was, I mean, you know, they all have a
no
bond.
One knows, big wink.
Wink.
They really need to set that to music.
I'm sure somebody already has.
the Titanic music's the best one, right?
That
of course.
Or,
I'm all for it.
There's a bit from Family Guy. There's Star Wars ones where it's the music from like Return of the Jedi where they all kind of do the little nods and it's like, bang, bang, bang. It's a really funny bit, but maybe you guys haven't seen it.
Nope.
I'm going to go.
Actually, you know what? I feel like I probably have seen it. It does kind of ring a bell.
Oh, it's ringing a bell here. I can't stop laughing.
Oh, good. All right. Moving on. All right. Dom wants to find another idol to win the game for his wife and kids. He looks down and sees a random coconut with a marking on it. And guess what, guys? They put the idol in the coconut.
Bowl up.
And it is actually not an idol. It is. Well, when you saw it laying on the ground, Jay and I just looked at each other. And we were like, seriously? He's talking about finding.
What's his name from last season? I'm blanking now. Ben. Is that the Ben idol?
The Ben idol. Out in the open.
Like way too obvious.
This is the we want you to win the game idol.
Yeah.
Can you make this cursed?
I know it's off topic here, but you mentioned the lime, kind of the lime and the coconut thing. Yes, I go, hey, told your mom, Cindy, I go, hey, you want a Corona? She goes, yeah. You go, you want a lime? She goes, yeah. You want the lime and the coconut? She goes, no, I don't like coconuts. You know that. which is funny because we don't have coconuts here. So I don't know. She think I was going to run to the store, but anyway.
Took it as a real conversation.
Yeah,
I guess.
You would think after how long you guys been married, 30 years?
30 years.
That she would realize that 97% of what you say is sarcastic.
Oh, at least 97%. But again, we both go grocery shopping together. I don't think we've ever bought a coconut. So anyway.
Okay. I can't say that I've ever bought a coconut either, but I've eaten coconut things.
Yeah, I've had coconuts.
Mainly Mounds and Almond Joys.
Here's the thing, though, like with coconuts, like if you buy a coconut, like how do you, they have like coconut de-skinners or something? I don't know. Like,
don't you crack the coconut open and just like scoop it out?
I don't know. I've never eaten a coconut.
I'm pretty sure you crack it open and then like scoop. I mean, that's what they do on Survivor.
Yeah, that's what I see on Survivor. But
I don't know.
I clearly am not cultured because I've never eaten a coconut.
Yeah,
before.
I actually don't like. I've eaten coconut candy, but I actually do not like it. All right, moving forward. So Dom finds David's authentic fake idol that Jay was fooled by in Millennials versus Gen X. And
Jay, he was cool.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. Except, you know, it was thrown into the fire and it was magically unburned.
How many of these things they show that get thrown into the fire, but somehow it's there? It's like, come on.
Yeah,
they must have some intern that we don't see that dives into the fire.
Like after that
they're
scene
actually,
cuts.
Yeah. Flame retardant, so there's no.
Or they just made a replica.
Actually, yeah.
No, they just they douse them. They just pour some water over them, jump in the fire real quick, grab the fire.
I got to call probes down. I was like, come on, don't lie to me. Just say it's a replica.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And when the wife showed this, I liked the whole scene up. Like
it's
I thought,
cool, the flashbacks,
I thought the same thing.
Cool.
Just don't have to throw it in the fire.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Even the fake stick had burn marks on it. But I'm thinking those
might have been
marks.
Yeah, this might have been applied. Yeah, it's a good replica.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not a real idol, but rather it's a fake one. And he has to use it to fool someone else with it. I thought for sure he was going to try to fool Teen Angel with it this episode.
Yeah, or put it out just like Dave did to Jay. Just put it out there. Take away the notes.
Yeah, maybe like that was a classic. That was really fun, like that moment.
Maybe he's going to have Wendell find it.
No, he wouldn't do that to his boy.
It's guy love between two guys.
that was on the Family Guy, wasn't it?
No, that's from Scrubs.
I don't know. I can't remember what you're talking about.
Oh, boy. We are in for it now, everybody. So we go to the immunity challenge, and what they're doing is they're going to have two separate competitions that run simultaneously. They're going to break everybody up into two groups of five, and they're going to have two tribal councils. Whichever group, you know, is out first, they go to tribal council first, and then the other side will go to tribal council second. They get to watch each other's tribals. So we have
They don't get to watch each other's tribals. They didn't.
No.
They didn't?
They got to see who was voted.
They got to see who was voted off before because they were in the jury.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. I could have sworn that the first group...
So unprofessional.
Too busy eating pickles during Survivor. Yep.
Eating pickles during Survivor that Jay couldn't eat.
Yeah,
so.
Not sharing with your husband.
You could just look in the fridge. I mean...
No, it's fine.
Sure.
Let's move on.
So... Two groups. Before long, it's only Dom and Wendell left on the orange team, I think it was, and they had a giant bro fest. Then the purple team goes out pretty quick, though, and Melisandre wins for the purple team, and
Jenna had that one, and then did she just give up?
No, it wasn't Jenna. It was Angela that had it won.
No, I thought Jenna had it. It was Jenna and
No, it was Angela and Melisandre, wasn't it?
No, I swear it was Jenna.
The blonde one?
Yeah, she had Melisandre. She had it got halfway through, and then I go, okay, she's gonna lose, and then all of a sudden the other ball just. I could be wrong, but I wasn't eating pickles during the episode. I was kind of watching.
Well, you know, those pickles are pretty distracting and tasty too, crunchy.
Where are they at again?
Well, the pickles, they're in the fridge.
Okay, all right.
Yes. Anyway, Wendell and Dom have playful banter and trash talk. And this was adorable, right? Like, this was a fun moment where
it was a fun moment. I wouldn't use the word adorable. Well, that's just...
It was adorbs.
It was adorbs. But come on, it was fun. Like, when Dom was trash talking Wendell, and then all of a sudden his thing started to go, and he was like, whoa, boy. I thought that was really cute.
It was so cute.
It was so cute. Anyway, Wendell goes
out. All right, you convinced me. It's adorable.
It was adorable. Wendell goes out and Dom wins. Michael is going to do what it takes to not go home. Ba-ba-da-da. Back at camp, Dom discusses the plans to put votes on Michael. It shouldn't be an issue. Teen Angel wants Donathan to let him borrow his idol to show people and he says no. And you know something? Good for him, because he should have said no. He decides to try to fool Kellen into thinking that he has one without showing it to her. And he tells her, you know, he has an idol. He's going to play it no matter what. If she saves him, then he's in it with her for the long haul. And she falls for it hook, line, and sinker. Dom, however, is not buying it and tells Kellen, you know, have Michael show you this idol. Like, he doesn't have one.
Yep.
She goes to Wendell and asks him if he would sacrifice Laurel. And then Wendell goes and tells Laurel what's up and that she should vote for Kellen. And did nobody talk to Donathan here who could easily put this
to
rest?
I know, that was my whole thing the whole time. Why isn't Donathan sharing that if he's so tight with...
Yeah, because he had to have shared it with Laurel. But even if he shared it with Laurel, Laurel might not have gone back and shared it with
Kellen.
No,
because then that just saves her, because she can say, this happened, Michael definitely doesn't have it, so there shouldn't be any type of...
I was wondering the same thing, but it just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, it did. It did not. It was not. I would say it was somewhat lazy gameplay to not check in with somebody who knows that he has a plan to do a fake idol. So who knows?
I mean, you think there would have been? Does Michael have an idol? Do you know? Because you're always hanging around him. Does he have an idol? And like you said, all Donathan has to say, no. He has use mine.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Exactly.
Unless that was asked, and no one told Kellen. I don't know.
But again, why wouldn't Laurel call it out unless they thought that they could get away? They could get around, like, even if, okay, so they didn't know Kellen had these two the extra vote. So perhaps they thought that even if Kellen threw a vote at Laurel instead of Michael, they could still get what's his face, Teen Angel, out regardless. Because they wouldn't need that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's deleted scenes we didn't get to see. But I was going, okay, Donathan, your alliance. But anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Dom. Okay, where was I? Oh, okay. So meanwhile, we go to the other side though, and Donathan wants to save Jenna for some reason. Which made no sense to me.
Yeah.
It's part of his original tribe, right?
It's part of his original... It's part of his original tribe,
but...
Has
she done, like, anything to... That one didn't make sense to me either.
Well, he has no working relationship with the other ones, right?
Well... Oh, out of the five that he was going to tribal with?
Right.
I don't think so. Although, if he has a working relationship with Jenna, then he, by extension, has a working relationship with Seabass.
I guess. I mean, it just...
Because, you know, they're like perfect island couple and all that. So, which I didn't notice is Seabass is really bad at the challenges. He's not really bad at them. He's not...
Well, is it because he looks not, like Joey Amazing? Like, he looks like he should be good at challenges? But maybe he just isn't. Like, his fishing... muscles don't translate to
But even Teen Angel looks athletic, and he hasn't been that great at the challenges.
Yeah,
But honestly, individual that's challenges. Better. I honestly think that's better than, you know, Joey Mazin's approach, because is anybody really outgunning to get Seabass? No.
No.
Well, no, because so, I don't think, because right I, yeah, now, we, I think we asked a couple weeks ago, can he win? And we all said no. So
yeah,
but yeah, because he's not even a challenge threat. So he could get to the end.
I want to look at him at one point and be like, you, sir, are no Joey Amazing, or you are no Ozzy.
But maybe, I think there's something to it, because he's not a threat. Nobody's gunning to get him like Joey Amazing or Ozzy, where it's like, they want to get him every single time. And, you know, Ozzy probably came the closest to getting to the end. He was only one challenge away. But, you know, it's darn near impossible. Mm-hmm. Only a few have done it. Mike and who are some of the others that, like, won out, but they had to win out.
So you think
Ben,
he's playing?
But
think
he won out because production gave him.
Production.
you think Seabass is throwing the challenges right now?
No,
no, I don't think he's throwing
them. And maybe he waits till it gets like 5 or 6 and then starts winning them?
That would be my thing.
Okay, we've
if he's no threat to go home.
Dom, don't forget, as we've seen, it was pointed out to us recently, we had a streak of all women winning since the middle of last season, right?
So you're saying the men have been throwing the challenges. I'm just kidding.
Careful.
It was a joke.
But, yeah, when you think about it, though, I think Dom was Dom the first winner since whatever.
It was last year. You guys brought it up last week.
Yeah, we had the email on it, which I apparently can't remember now.
Because I was shocked. I was like, God, wow.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. So we go to tribal council number one. And Jenna's just basically says, like, I'm giving up. Seabass says it's weird to hear someone say that, but they're ready to go to tribal pretty quickly. So Jeff points out this is the fewest questions I've ever asked.
Could you tell that he was like really ticked?
Yeah.
I thought Jenna played it wrong here.
She
laid it on too much. She was going too heavily on it.
Right. Cause she wanted to get him to play the idol for her. Right.
Yep. Right.
I think she was playing it right. Cause she was, or maybe not.
I don't
but
know.
To get Dom to think that it was going to be her, so he would play his idol for her. Like I thought,
but she quit. I don't want to talk myself
exactly. Like she bailed it on so thick that even if I was going in there to give her an idol, I would be like,
yeah,
nope, sorry, you don't deserve this.
Yeah,
yeah, you're a quitter. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it's come on. How stupid do you think I am? Mm-hmm.
Apparently pretty stupid.
I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
But Donovan ends up playing his idol for himself and Jenna goes home. It was a wasted idol. But no, we've already established that it was a wasted idol.
I do like how Jenna smiled, though, when he said he picked up his idol. He said,
oh,
he
I know.
Idol.
I saw that. I was like, you sly devil.
But then when he said, and he put it together, he goes, but I'm going to play it for myself. Jenna went, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Oops. We go to, so Jenna ended up going home. We go to tribal council number two. Laurel was upset to see Jenna go because it means Navidi is still winning. Then they talk about how they're in the majority in both. And I'm like, well, yes, Malolo went in there like at a severe disadvantage. So you guys are in the minority regardless. So, yes, numbers wise, if you break into two teams, you guys are probably statistically going to be in the minority on each one. But whatever. Anyway, Kellen asks if the easy move is always the right move. She gets a little crazy about how hot Teen Angel is. Okay, boys, have at it. Oh, Michael.
Well, it's like what would Jeff say, you got to keep an eye on Michael. Well, it's easy to do.
Here's my number. I'm recently single.
I won't kill you, I promise.
Not right away.
Only if you make me angry. But Dom wants to stick to the plan. There's a lot of whispering going on.
Stick to the plan.
Yep.
But I was about, I always say, stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan.
It ends up being, so, okay, Kellen gets in there and she doesn't know what to do and she votes for Michael twice, but then she crosses it out one of the times and votes for Laurel. Which I figured we were seeing for a reason, and I thought that it was going to mean that Laurel was going to go home, but It didn't, as we'll find out in a second. So it ends up being tied, Laurel versus Michael. And this is all due to Kellen's second vote. And then they do a revote, and Michael goes home on the revote. So,
also due to Michael voting for Wendell. He votes for Laurel. Laurel goes home.
Exactly. So Michael plays it wrong by voting for Wendell, but Kellen plays it wrong by not just putting two votes on Michael. Because even if Michael votes for Laurel, then ends up being tied again. But then at least she's not wasting her vote because she's in a way saving her alliance member, kind of alliance member.
Yeah, she was just paranoid about going home, but...
But she wasted it.
She did waste it, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Straight up wasted vote.
Yep. I think that's why she was crying. That was my guess.
Yeah, because then she starts crying at the end, and I thought that she was crying because
who's
they
she
were
going to
realize
now?
That she flipped on Laurel. But Jay pointed out that she's probably crying because she realized that she wasted her vote. And I think it's a toss-up with her. Like,
yeah, you know.
Cookie either way.
It couldn't be because Michael, because she was trying to get rid of Michael for the longest time. So
yeah.
Which made no sense. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But all right, so then Michael goes home on the revote. And we are suddenly down to 8 people next. Or we have 8 people left, which means we have 3 episodes left. We go down to 7 next week, 6 in 2 weeks, and then we have a final 5 in the okay, cool.
I think you're right.
The 2-hour finale and the after show, which is always so good.
Which is always amazing. Not really. No, I always enjoy it regardless. So, okay, guys, what did you think? Do you think that the right people went home strategically?
I think the people that should have went home because they didn't have the numbers went home.
All
right.
Right. Fair.
Right. I mean, if Michael would have stayed around one more week when it was should have been 4-1, it would have been amazing. But I mean, just to even go into a tie.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I said to Jay, too, right, Jay? The fact that Michael even was able to convince the person that he spoke to that he might have an idol and force a tie, like, that's a pretty big feat.
Yeah.
He picked the right person.
Yeah, he did.
He did. I mean, I'm being serious. He picked the right person because she just is not stable sometimes. And like, Dom and
Wendell
are just very calm. I mean, they just don't show...
They think things through. More
right,
so.
they just don't show their emotions at tribal. So
yeah,
right. Do we think that this is the end of the Kellen final or Kellen winner's edit? Because we kind of assume that she's going to probably be final 3 because of the way that we've been seeing. You know, we've been following her storyline, right?
Yeah.
She's one of the ones that we don't know anything really about Jenna or Angela so much or Seabass. So you can kind of assume that they're probably not making it to final 3. But somebody
she's unstable, so I don't know if she can make final 3 now.
Well, if she does make final 3, and I think that she could make final 3, but I think that she might have put herself in the second place winner position, possible goat position, or not even maybe not goat, but somebody that might get a couple of votes or two, but is not.
Well, right now the only person I think she could beat is Seabass, right?
Could she? Beat Seabass?
I think she could beat Seabass.
Well, Seabass has friends. Like, I don't like this even.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
Jenna's on the jury
friends,
now.
But,
and
has he really done anything as far as gameplay?
Well, Jenna said she was like, nobody gave me a hug.
No, yeah. Jenna didn't say that. Desiree said that.
Desiree said it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was Desiree.
Because Jenna didn't even get a confessional. Final confessional.
Oh, that's right. Like a goodbye, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you're right, huh? Dang, that sucks.
I'd be like, I was voted out. Where's my confessional?
Right. Somebody else recently didn't get one, too, during a double elimination, because I think we talked about that.
And the worst one is, not only did she get voted out, no confessional, she had to go right to the jury and just sit there.
I know.
She didn't get to go have a big meal.
And, a big meal and a margarita.
And the other 3 people are like, you know, we showered. So why don't you just sit over there?
Yeah, sit over there, pretty girl. But okay, yeah. I was sorry to see Teen Angel go. I was hoping that we would get a little more of him. I think we're definitely going to see him back again in future seasons, right?
I think if he wants to come back, yeah.
Jay, do you think we'll see Teen Angel again?
Yeah, I think he's a great player. He's young. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my, is he going to be the new Spencer?
I think he's a better player than Spencer, personally. I think he's more stable.
Oh, but, yeah. Like you said, the only mistake he made was the vote today for Wendell. I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
Right, which there must have been something we didn't see.
Against him.
Yeah.
It just, the vote, just, I knew right away it was him. I go, why would you vote for Wendell?
There must have been something we didn't see that led to that decision making. There had to have been.
That he was thrown off? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. That didn't matter to the overall story because it wasn't like close between him and Wendell, so they didn't show that. I wonder if there will be a secret scene about that. So, but yeah, that's all I have, boys.
That's all I have as well.
That's all I have.
All right.
Let's see what our listeners have to say.
Let's see. First email is from JP. What's the deal with the Survivor editing department? Did anyone notice the first cutaway shot of Wendell was him adjusting his Cochrane?
I did see that.
I didn't.
It's when they're sitting, they come back to camp and they're and Dom goes with smoke and he goes and hugs Laurel and he's laying down there and they cut across and Wendell's adjusting the equipment.
Really? Man, I missed that.
It looked like he was probably just tucking his shirt in, but I don't.
He was tucking something. Yeah.
Man.
Maybe it was just his idol.
Well, I'm going to have to rewatch it.
For research purposes.
For research purposes. Also, I just Googled it, and according to Reality TV World, the season finale will be Wednesday, May 23rd.
Okay.
So, we're in the home stretch, boys. And next week, Jay and I will be recording from Long Island. So if for some reason our episode is delayed, that's why is. We will be at my parents' house.
That's why is.
We will be at my parents' house. So
that's why.
And they have horrendous internet. So
should we talk about maybe just pause, like pushing off next week into the week after then?
Well, yeah. So, guys, if for some reason you don't hear an episode next week, it's because we couldn't figure out the internet at my parents' house. It really does. It dies.
We can record on Tuesday before you leave.
Sure, that sounds like a great plan.
We'll have a made up recap of what we think's going to happen.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
How many people would believe it? They'd be like, "Oh, that's right. I forgot that happened."
Yeah. We should totally do that. But no, their internet seems to die after like 9 p.m. at their house for some reason. And I have no idea why. But we'll see. There may not be a new episode next week, guys. And that is just because we will be traveling because our younger son is being baptized on May 13th.
May 13th.
May 13th, a beautiful day. Okay. We have another email from our final email of the night is from Sean. Hey guys, missed listening to you last Thursday, but caught the episode on the flight back. Thanks for the semi shout out. I'm hoping that Wendell, Dom, and Kellen are broken up tonight, but of course Dom gets an advantage. Hope that Michael doesn't find it. Immunity already? I know it's a double eviction, but wow. Yeah, that was pretty quick. It was like 9 minutes in. Two separate tribals and a split. Interesting. I think I like it. Though I reserve the right to change my mind depending on the makeup of those tribes. God, I hope Michael wins so we can get rid of Kellen. Who he spelt Kellyanne. I think that was Freudian. So, and how they magically got on the same tribe.
Let's get to the part where Morgan's upset, though.
Morgan?
Isn't that his daughter, Morgan?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Morgan the player, and I'm like, there's no Morgan on this season.
Well, there could be. Who keeps track of the name? Not me.
That's very true. Very true. Still like the twist. You know, I like Ghost Island, too, and now how it wasn't on in this episode.
Well, even Jeff said, we don't need it today.
No. yeah, Kellen, boo, Michael. Whoa, Angela, just like that. See, Angela was the one that got out quickly.
Okay.
I think.
I still think it was Jenna.
I think it was Angela. For two guys who were so tight, they sure stayed up there stubbornly. hoping that Donathan gives Michael the idol to get Kellen or Wendell out. No, don't make a deal with Kellen, though she is gullible and not keen on Laurel. The Magic Tribe makeup sure has added some drama. The other tribe was so boring. They were kind of boring because that was when we kind of figured it had to be a straightforward vote, right? Because we saw nothing from them going into their tribal. Did either of you guys have any idea, like, if there was any kind of tensions other than Jenna ho-hum?
Look at the group of five. They're the least exciting people of the 10 that are left.
Fair.
Sorry. I'm just being honest.
Yep.
Yes, Kellen, please do tell Michael to do Laurel. Tell Michael to do Laurel. then Wendell and Laurel vote Kellen and Dom does Michael. This sentence has a lot to unpack. This can work. This paragraph brought to you by My Morgan. Yup, she's ready for this game and soon to be 13. Wait, Seabass, really? And Donathan? Playing on Jenna or Laurel and not Michael? Wow, love this mix-up and holy potential double cross, Jenna. This could be an all-time hashtag epic tribal. Libby looks just like Elizabeth Hasselbeck before she went crazy. She did kind of have Hasselbeck vibes with the hair.
Hasselbeck, though.
I think I said it like a month ago.
Really? I didn't notice it.
Yeah,
until you just said it.
I can see it. There's a resemblance.
Young Hasselbeck.
I think I said it like a month ago.
When she was, Elizabeth Falerski? Was that her name?
She's been a Hasselbeck so long, I don't remember her.
Question, can Dom play it after the vote? Since it was the super idol, guess not. Did Donathan and nope, they thought they pulled a fast one. Really pushing the completely random, yeah, sure. Michael is so in their head so bad, I love it. Have to stop typing. Morgan asked me to cross everything I have for Michael. Aww. good, use the double vote. She may have just saved Michael. Sadly, I don't think it worked. Boo, almost. Great episode. Even though Michael went home, I hope they do this twist again. And have a great show. Sean, extra crisp. I did like this double tribal. Do you guys like the way that they had this?
I think it was fun. I wouldn't want it all the time. I like it in a situation where some pogonging's going on.
Yeah.
Because I think that it evens it up a little bit.
Just because there's no way to hide.
Exactly. And plus you knew going into the challenge what the twist was. You know, if you don't like it, at least you have an opportunity to win the challenge. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's true. Unlike, Game Changers, the tribal where the two teams were together and they had to pick somebody to vote out, right?
Right. It's not like when they switch tribes and all of a sudden you're in the majority and all of a sudden you're not. It's like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, true. So, but all in all, I thought that this was a fairly entertaining episode. I did not miss Ghost Island one bit. The curse of the double vote lives on.
maybe they didn't go to Ghost Island because they're out of idols. The rest did actually burn.
They can't pull some Culpepper ones out of the fire?
No.
Monica, go back into the fire and get that idol out.
and Ben, Ben was, they can't reverse curse because he used all his, so.
Yeah. Very, very true.
There needs to be, just like the idol out of nowhere, the Ben idol.
The Ben idol. Which was what I thought that the idol in the coconut was going to be, too.
Yeah, yep. He's sitting around camp and one just hits him in the head.
Oh, what? I just found an idol.
And then suddenly you hear production go, "Hey, everybody but Dominic, look over there." That's the Ben idol.
Actually, the Ben idol is where they say an idol somewhere, but they don't even show you have to struggle to get it. You just somehow appear with it.
Yeah, that you're right.
Then you have to get really emotional because you found it.
They didn't even have that for the last one where remember it was under the
boat?
The hammock or whatever it was.
That's right. Or sleeping area, beds or whatever. Yeah. And they showed him like trying to get to it, but then they didn't actually show him get it. So it could have been like they all left and like, "Here you go."
Now you can get it. It's like four people got up and lifted the thing up. So
sorry, we're being cynics. Let's move on.
It happens.
Yeah. But anyway, that's all I got. That's all the listeners have.
All right. Well, now it is time
if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so, survivorjjc@gmail.com. Thank you.
All right. It's now time to tally the votes. For week 10, I was not here. John was in my stead, and he did horribly. You picked Michael, which you get a point. And Colleen, you also picked Michael, so you get a point. And John, you picked Dom.
No, we tried to help. I think we tried to say it's a no-brainer to pick Michael.
No, we didn't.
I think he says, no, I don't care. I'm picking Dom.
That's right. You're right. He was like, I'm getting this point for Jay. I don't care.
Yeah.
So that leaves Jack in the lead with 5 points. Colleen is in second with 3.
Is that 5 in a row correct?
No.
Well,
I don't think so. But like you have 5 points, and I have a lonely 1. But my winner's pick, Wendell, is looking pretty good. I got a chance. Jack, you lost your first, and you're on your second Laurel, so you still have a chance for 5 points.
I don't think Laurel can win.
And Colleen, you have Kellen. I'm sorry. So I'm really the only one, I think, with a chance to win it all.
You do have a chance. I don't think I have a chance, but
no.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot of whining and complaining if I only had 1 point the whole time, but then win the game because I pick the winner of the game.
Yeah, because that's stupid. Because then there's no skill week to week.
Well, I picked the right winner from
there's
week
no skill
two.
Week to week, but
I have no problem with that. It's when you can actually pick like three different picks and then you still win. That's my problem.
But well, then you should have done the preview game, so there've been some extra points on the board. But it's okay. It's okay.
I tried. That's you true. Guys said no. I don't want to do it.
Yep, that was Colleen. All right.
I had just had a baby.
I got a huge jar of pickles. I don't feel like playing.
All right. That will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen.
Wait. Who are you picking for next week?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I had it all set up here, and I missed it. You guys distracted me with your pickle talk. All right, Colleen, who do you think's going home?
Really, I have to go first?
Yeah, please take your time.
I think that Laurel is going to go home.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't think so. I think Kellen's going home.
Yeah, it's definitely Kellen. Unless she wins an individual immunity, it's her.
So you think as well, Jack?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right.
Who does she have an alliance with? I mean,
nobody really. She just has her like original tribe that for some reason, I mean, I get why they're keeping her right now just for numbers, but she doesn't really have an alliance to speak of.
Nope.
No.
Unless she finds a hidden immunity idol or wins immunity, she's going home.
She gets the Ben idol.
Yeah, there you go. Producers are afraid of her. Okay. Here, take it. And you know, we're just kidding. We're just kidding about it.
Yeah. You seem like a perfectly normal person. We're just making stuff up.
Yeah. We're just teasing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teasing out of love.
Out of love. Please don't kill us.
Don't Google our address.
Alright. That will do it for this week's show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
And give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JNJackGroup. We have a live Survivor thread when the episode is going on, so it's a fun way to participate. Also, if you use Amazon, use our link, janejack.com/Amazon, for all of your Amazon shopping needs. Want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Letter Carrier, and Maggie the Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Thank you, and thank you to all of our patrons. All of our podcasts are listener-supported. We would not be able to do it without your support. If you'd like to become a patron today, go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link.
We have fun chats in the patrons group.
Yes,
Facebook
we
group.
Do. As well as fun patron exclusive content. It's all awesome, sawsome. Want to check out the other shows we're doing right now? Westworld is back with a Survivor celebrity podcaster, Mike Bloom. Also, check out our other podcasts like The Ramblecast, The Broadcast, and the special summer All Athletes edition of Dancing with the Stars. Right, Jack?
Yeah, I apologize for the sound quality on this one, but anyway.
Also, I did not fart in the Westworld podcast.
Yeah, who was that?
It sounded like it somehow inserted itself in, because it was like almost a fake fart.
Well, yeah, Ethan did it.
Because Ethan sent me a note saying, Okay, at the 45-30 second mark of
which,
the podcast,
after
who
the
was
ad,
it?
It's actually the 36 mark, 46 minute mark exactly. But yes, yeah, sorry.
Anyway, he sent me a thing, and I go, "What's he talking about?"
It's like,
I go,
"It's like when, now it's one of those things like the ghost in Three Men and a Baby," or
yeah, exactly. Because none of us alone up to it, and this is it wasn't like a public thing; it's just a little private group. We're like going, "Oh, it wasn't me." But Jay did deny it twice, so I don't know.
The old rule: whoever denied it supplied it.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, all right, that will do it. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.